بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our review session number 2. Of the book 3, level 3, course for the Arabic Language Institute, Medina, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. In this second review, we're going to be looking at lesson number 2, and specifically, because there are some differences between the English key explanation of the points of this lesson and the Arabic explanation, and sometimes most of the time they're overlapping, but sometimes there are some points mentioned in the English key that are not in the Arabic explanation, and sometimes there are points mentioned in the Arabic explanation that are not mentioned in the English key. For that reason, I felt that it would be very important for us to look at both of them. You need to look at both the English key as well as the Arabic explanations. So we're going to look at both of them today. We're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit. So, yani, maybe, I don't know if you looking at it on your computer, on your telephone, or if you have a book, or you have a photocopy, or what you have, but I'm just letting you know up front that we're going to be going back and forth between the English key and the Arabic text. Alright, so please try to pay attention and follow with us. For homework, I mean, everybody should have already been given out what we're going to be covering in the English key, point 1, pages 14 and 15, from the English key, point number 1, pages 14 and 15, and from the Arabic dialogue, we're going to be looking at pages 21 and 22, dealing with the issue of waw al-hal. After that, we're going to be looking, you know, at the English key, points 2, 3 and 4, which is on page 15 and 16 in the Arabic text, exercises 8 through 10 on page 25. Then we're going to be looking at the English key points 5 and 6 on pages 16 and 17 in the Arabic text, exercises 11 and 12 that correspond to them on page 26. And then we're going to be looking at the English key points 7 and 8, which is on page 17, in the Arabic text, exercises 13 and 18 correspond to those points 7 and 8. Exercises 13 and 18, which are on page 26 and 27. And finally, the English key point 9, which is on pages 17 and 18. The Arabic text, exercise 22 on page 27, corresponds to that. So we're going to kind of go back and forth between the English key with the references that I gave you for homework, and you should have already seen them and looked at them, and the Arabic text where we, you know, the exercises that correspond to them, where the explanation is given. And again, as I said, sometimes most of the time the explanation corresponds, overlaps with each other. Sometimes there's something in the English key that's not in the Arabic text, or vice versa. Sometimes there's something in the Arabic text that is not in the English key. Sometimes I want to start with the English key and then go to the Arabic text, and sometimes I want to start with the Arabic text and go to the English key. But so as not to cause confusion, probably what we'll do is just start with the English key. It'll be easier to follow. And then we'll go to the Arabic, which is hopefully what we are going to be relying upon at this stage in our studies. We're going to be relying upon the Arabic. But as I mentioned, there might be some examples of some things mentioned in one of these two places that's not in the other. So in the English key, starting on page 14, for lesson number 2, there are 9 points. There are 9 points. So we're going to try to look at those 9 points as they came in the dialogue or as they came in the exercises for this lesson 2. Again, we're going to have to go back and forth a little bit, so please bear with me. I'm going to try to focus and identify where we're reading from all the time, either from the English key or from the Arabic text exercises. And I hope that you can follow. And I hope that, yani, this is helpful. Yani, this review, hopefully, it will be helpful. So this is, again, review number 2, lesson number 2 of book 3, level 3 review. Okay, so we're going to start with the English key, right? And we say, in this lesson, we learn the following. Okay, what we're going to read from the English key here starts on page 14 and it goes over to the first half of page 15. All right, and then we'll go to the Arabic dialogue and look at the explanation there that's given in Arabic. Okay, it says number one, waw can be a letter, yani a harf, as in the word law or in the word walad. Yani it's a letter, a harf, that's part of the word. And it can be a word itself, as in the sentence, Aina Bilalun wa Hamidun. Where are Bilal and Hamid? So waw can be a letter, just a part of a word, a harf, or it can be a word itself. The word waw as a word has many meanings. We mentioned in this lesson three of them. They are A, the word end, waw means end. B, it means by, as in swearing. And three, it's waw al-hal. So there are three meanings for the waw when it's used as a word. When it's used as a word, there are three possible ways it can be used. So the first of them, A, is the word A-N-D, end, this and that. As in, أُرِيدُ كِتَابًا وَقَلَمًا. I want a book and a pen. خَرَجَ الزُّبَيْرُ وَحَامِدٌ. الزُّبَيْر and Hamid went out. الزُّبَيْر and Hamid went out. The word wow in this sense is a conjunction. يعني حرف العطفي. Harfu al-atfi. And this is the first meaning, possible meaning, of the waw as a word. It's a conjunction. Harf atf, and it's used to connect two things together. The second one, B, is by, B-Y, as used in an oath. For example, Wallahi ma ra'itu, by Allah. Yani swearing by Allah. By Allah, I did not see him. The word waw in this sense is a preposition, harf jar. And that's why the word following it is majroor. Yani this qasam, while being used as a qasam, as an oath that one is swearing by, is actually a preposition. And so the word following, we can always see, wallahi, yani, it became majroor. The third meaning of waw, si, waw al-hal. The third type of waw is called waw al-hal. It is prefixed, and please pay attention to this definition, if you didn't already memorize it. This waw, when it's used as waw al-hal, is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence. Yani a subordinate nominal sentence, jumla ismiya, that's secondary. This sentence, the subordinate nominal sentence, describes the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. Again, this subordinate nominal sentence that is prefixed with waw al-hal, this sentence, the second sentence, the subordinate sentence that follows waw al-hal, describes the circumstances, the conditions, the situation in which the action of the main sentence before waw al-hal, it describes the circumstances of the action of the main sentence preceding waw al-hal. For example, دخلتُ المسجد و الإمام يركع. I entered the masjid while the imam was performing ruku. Let's take a look at this quickly. دخلتُ المسجد. That's the main sentence. Then comes waw al-hal, prefixed to the subordinate jumla ismiya, the subordinate nominal sentence. والإمام يركع. This is a nominal sentence, begins with a noun. And it's the subordinate sentence. The subordinate sentence, it says here, describes the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. So what's the circumstance? The imam was, yani, performing ruku. That's the circumstance under which the action of the main sentence, دخلت المسجد, the action of the main sentence is I entered the masjid. My entering the masjid, under what circumstance? While the imam was performing ruku. On the next page, they give us some more examples. Mata abi wa ana saghir. My father died while I was small. So the main sentence is mata abi. The action of the main sentence is dying. My father dying. What were the circumstances? Wa ana saghir. While I was, or when I was small. The circumstances under which my father died was that I was small. I was young at that time. All right, so the while how is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence, ana saghirun, which describes the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. The action of the main sentence, mata abi, the action is dying, my father dying. What was the circumstances? I was young. The next example, dakhala al-mudarrisu al-fasla, that's the main sentence. The teacher entered the class. What was the action of the main sentence? The teacher's entering the class. وَهُوَ يَحْمِلُ كُتُبًا كَثِيرَةً. He entered the class carrying, while he was carrying a lot of books. So the main sentence, he entered, the teacher entered the classroom. The action of the main sentence is entering. The teacher's entering. The subordinate nominal sentence, هُوَ يَحْمِلُ كُتُبًا كَثِيرًا. While al-hal is prefixed to the subordinate nominal sentence which describes the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. So, what was the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place? The teacher entering the classroom? While he was carrying a lot of books. Next example, جاءني الولد وهو يبكي. The boy came to me while he was crying. The main sentence, جَاءَنِي الْوَلَدُ. The action of the main sentence is the child coming to me. What was the circumstances that's described in the subordinate nominal sentence? هُوَ يَبْكِي وَهُوَ يَبْكِي. يعني, he came to me while he was crying. The last example, لَا تَأْكُلْ وَأَنْتَ شَبْعَانٍ. Don't eat while you are full. يعني, the main sentence, لَا تَأْكُلْ. The action of the main sentence is eating, not eating. Don't eat. The nominal, the subordinate nominal sentence, anta sha'ban. Don't eat, yani under what circumstances? Yani while you are already full. Note, this is the end of this point. Note that if the khabar of the nominal sentence, meaning the subordinate nominal sentence, if it's khabar, it's a nominal sentence, but if it's khabar is a verb, it should be mudari. If its khabar is a verb, it should be mudari. Now there are some other conditions related to waw al-hal, yani in the situation where the waw al-hal is introduced in a jumla fi'liya. Here we're talking about when waw al-hal is used with a subordinate nominal sentence. As far as if the subordinate sentence is a jumla fi'liya, not a jumla ismiya, then there are some different rules for that. We're not going to talk about that now. It's not part of this lesson. But there is more to this topic that inshallah we'll probably cover in the future. Alright? So, let me just suffice to say, the point here, the thing that we want to end with is note that if the khabar of this subordinate nominal sentence, if it's a verb, yani the subordinate nominal sentence, if its khabar is a verb, that verb should be a mudari verb. As we have seen, yani in the examples that they gave us. The first example they gave us, دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. So the subordinate nominal sentence is الإمام والإمام يركع. Its khabar, the khabar of this nominal sentence, الإمام is the مبتدأ and يركع is the khabar. So if the khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb, يركع. Likewise, we see in the third example, دخل المدرس الفصل وهو يحمل كتب كتبا كثيرة. يعني the subordinate nominal sentence وهو يحمل, its خبر is a verb, so that verb should be a مضارع verb. And likewise, the next example, جاءني الولد وهو يبكي. The subordinate nominal sentence هو يبكي, its خبر is a verb, and therefore it should be يعني a mudari verb, yabki. Alright, so this is what we wanted to say concerning waw al-hal. That waw al-hal is one of the possible meanings of waw when it's used as a word. It means while something is happening. Yani, it's prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence. And that subordinate nominal sentence describes the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. If the khabar of that subordinate nominal sentence is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. Okay, now let's look at the explanation that came for wild howl in the Arabic text. And they didn't give us an exercise that specifically describes wild howl. So we're going to look at the Arabic dialogue that begins on page 20. And we're going to take it from page 21, near the top of the page. The 1, 2, 3, 4th line. The first word in my book is Ashra. Yani it's the ending of a previous sentence. Okay? So, the 4th line on page 21, the words that we're looking for is Ta'ati wawu lima'anin kathiratin. From here begins the explanation of waw al-hal as it came in the Arabic dialogue. In the Arabic dialogue. Okay, this is where the explanation of waw al-hal comes. Okay, it's on page 21. In my book, it's on the 4th line. The first word of that line is the end of a previous sentence, Ashrahu. But we want to read from Ta'ati al-wawu lima'anin kathiratin. Okay, the meaning here is that the word waw comes, it comes with ma'anin kathiratin, many meanings. Minha al-atf. One of its meanings is waw al-atf, yani a conjunction. Like, kharaja al-zubairu wa hamidun. Waw here is a conjunction. Yani, al-zubair and hamid went out. Darasna al-yawm al-sirata wa al-fiqh. Today we studied sirah and fiqh. Akaltu wa sharibtu. I ate and I drunk. Here, this is the first possible meaning of waw. Waw al-atf is used as a conjunction. Wa minha, and from amongst the many meanings of waw, is al-qasamu. Yani, making an oath or swearing. For example, wallahi ma ra'aytu. By Allah, yani, I didn't see him. Here, the waw, qasam, is a harf jar. It makes the word following it majroor. This is the second meaning of waw, waw al-qasam. Another example, وَوَاوُ الْقَسَمْ مِنْ Oh, not another example, but the further explanation, وَوَاوُ الْقَسَمْ مِنْ حُرُوفَ الْجَرِ Yani, وَاوُ الْقَسَمْ is from the conjunctions, the preposition. I mean, it's from the prepositions, حُرُوف الْجَرِ وَمِنْهَا الْحَالُ The third possible meaning of the wow when it comes as a word, is الْحَالُ وَاوُ الْحَالُ For example, أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ I came to the Prophet, وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ While he was in the masjid. A, meaning, حَالَ قَوْنِهِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ Yani, I came to him, وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ Yani, the hal, the condition, when I came to him, was that, قَوْنِهِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ I came to the Prophet, صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ While he was in the masjid. So my coming to the Prophet, صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ was under what circumstance or condition? Yani, while he was in the masjid. Another example, رَأَيْتُ الْحَسَنَ وَهُوَ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْمَقْصِفِ I saw Hassan while he was coming out of the maqsif, while he was coming out of the canteen, in the place where you buy some refreshments or whatever. A, يعني وَهُوَ يَخْرُجُ أي حَالَ خُرُوجِهِ مِنْهُ I saw Hassan under what condition or circumstance? حَالَ خُرُوجِهِ While Yani his condition was he was coming out, exiting from the maqsif. Then it says, وَإِلَيْكُمْ أَمْثِلَةً أُخْرَى لِوَاوَ الْحَالِ Here are some more, or take some more examples for waw al-hal. The first one, and we just want to look at these examples, even though maybe we saw them already in the English explanation. We want to just look at them one more time and keep in mind that what? There's a main sentence and there's a subordinate nominal sentence. That subordinate nominal sentence is going to be prefixed to it. Waw al-hal. And also we should note that if that subordinate nominal sentence, if its khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. So the first example, mata abi, my father died under what condition? Wa ana saghir. Number two, dakhaltu al-masjid, I entered the masjid under what condition or circumstance? Wal imam yarqa'u, while the imam was, yani performing ruku. Number three, la ta'kul, yani don't eat under what conditions? Wa anta shaba'an, while you are already full. Then it says, لَعَلَّكُمْ فَهَمْتُمْ Perhaps you have understood. هَاتِي الْآن مِثَالًا لِوَاوَ الْعَاطِفِ يَا أَيُّوبِ So then the teacher says, perhaps you have understood. Give me an example of waw al-atif. That's the first type of waw that we're not studying in this lesson. But anyway, he gives the example. ذَهَبْتُ إِلَى السُّوقِ وَاِشْتَرَيْتُ أَشْيَاءَ I entered the marketplace and I purchased some things. The teacher says, Ahsanta, hati mithalan li waw al-qasm, ya Muawiyah. You have done well. Give me an example of waw al-qasm, O Muawiyah. Again, waw al-qasm, we're not studying in this lesson, but we're just distinguishing it from waw al-hal. He gives the example, Wallahi, ma ghibtu qat. By Allah, I haven't ever been absent. Waw al-hal is from the huruf jar, so it makes the word following it majroor. Teacher says, Ahsant hati mithalan li waw al-hal, ya Faisal. You have done well. Give me an example for waw al-hal, O Faisal. Faisal says, Dakhaltu al-masjid wa al-imamu yakhtubu. I entered the masjid while the imam was giving the khutbah. Turn to page 22. The teacher says, Ahsanta hati mithalan akhar ya Yunus. Give me another example, Yunus. And these are examples that are just helping us to really understand waw al-hal. That's what we're really concerned about. Yunus says, طَلَبْتُ الْعِلْمُ وَأَنَا كَبِيرٌ I began to seek knowledge, or I sought knowledge, under what condition or circumstance? While I was kabir, yani old, not young. Teacher says, أحسنت يا عبيد الله أذكر آية فيها وعلى الحال عبيد الله mention an ayah which contains وعلى الحال after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ نَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ Indeed, those who have disbelieved and died while they were disbelievers. The first waw, wamatu, is waw al-atf. It's a conjunction. The second waw is waw al-hal. Those who disbelieved and died, under what condition or circumstance? While they were disbelievers. For these, the curse of Allah is upon them, and the curse of the angels, and the curse of all of mankind. The teacher says, أَيْنَ وَعَوْا الْحَالُ فِي هَذِي الْآيَةِ Ubaidullah says, فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ Okay, so this is the Arabic explanation that we wanted to cover in this particular lesson. And now we're going to go on to the second point from the English key, which is relatively brief in both the English key and in the Arabic text. But point number two, we're in the English key, Page 15, point number 2, we have seen in book 2, lesson 1, that la'alla signifies hope or fear. For example, la'allahu bi khayrin, I hope he is well. The meaning of hope is called at-taraji. So this is one of the meanings of la'alla, yani it's hope. In Arabic it's called at-taraji. The second example they gave us, la'allahu marid, I am afraid he is sick. The meaning of fear is called in Arabic al-ishfaq. So this is the second meaning of la'alla. It either means hope, and called in Arabic at-taraji, or it means fear, called in Arabic al-ishfaq. Another example of ishfaq is the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la'alli la ahujju ba'da 'ami hadha. I am afraid I will not perform hajj after this year of mine. This is the end of the explanation of la'alla in the English key. Now we're going to look at what's mentioned concerning it in the Arabic text, page 25, exercise number 8. It says, Tufidu la'alla at-taraji wal-ishfaq. Yani the benefit of la'alla in terms of what it means is either at-taraji, which is hope, or al-ishfaq, which is fear. So when somebody says la'alla, they may mean, la'alla means I hope, or they may mean I fear. وَيَتَّضِحُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُمَا مِنَ الْمِثَالَيْنِ الْآتِيَيْنِ So the difference between these two meanings, taraji and ishfaq, hope and fear, become clear, يَتَّضِحُ in the following two examples. Number one, لَعَلَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ The meaning of la'allahu bi khayrin is arju, I hope, an yakuna, that he is bi khayrin. This is the meaning that in Arabic is referred to as taraji. Yani it means hope. La'allahu bi khayrin, arju, I hope that he is well, that he is fine. The second example, لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ They said the meaning of this, أخشى, I fear, أن يكون مريضا, I fear that he is sick. هذا الإشفاق. This is the meaning, or what is referred to in Arabic as الإشفاق, يعني the meaning of العلة, when it means I fear, I am afraid, as opposed to الترجي, which means I hope. And if it's something good, the person is generally saying, I hope that it is such and such and so and so. If it's something that's not good, generally la'alla will mean, I fear that such and such and so and so. I hope and I fear, in Arabic it's called taraji and ashfaq. And then there's an exercise, ماذا تفيد la'alla في الجمل الآتية. I just want to look at the exercise quickly, just so that we can be clear on the difference between la'alla when it means taraji, hope, and when it means al-ashfaq, fear. So the first example, لعلك ناجح. يعني here the meaning of لعل is ترجي. I hope that you have passed. A person shouldn't be saying, I fear that you have passed. They might say, I fear that you have failed, but not, I fear that you have passed. They hope, I mean passed. They hope that you have passed. The second one, لعلك راسب. Here the meaning is, يعني إشفاق. I fear that you have failed. Nobody should be saying to you, I hope you have failed. So from the context you know, does it mean hope or does it mean fear? Generally, if it's something good, it means يعني ترجي, hope. And if it's something bad, it means إشفاق, fear. The third, لعل الامتحان سهل, يعني I hope that the examination is going to be easy. لعل الامتحان صعب, I fear that the examination is going to be difficult. Hopefully these examples make clear to us. The last example is قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the farewell pilgrimage, لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا, and I fear that I will not be performing pilgrimage after this year of mine. Okay, let's go on to the next point in the English key, which is إليكم, and point number 3. Again, we're in the English key now, page 15, going back to the English key and then to the Arabic, in English and Arabic. Point number 3, page 15, إليكم أمثلة أخرى. Take some more examples. إليكم, that's the word that we're looking at. أمثلة أخرى, more examples. Here, إليكم is اسم الفعل, a verb noun. يعني a word that is actually not a verb, it's a noun, but it has the meaning of a verb. A verb noun. اسم noun, فعل, verb. It is made up of the preposition إلى and the pronoun كم, إليكم. But in this construction, it means take. It has the meaning of a verb. It has the meaning of the verb, خذوا. إليكم means the same as خذوا. It has the meaning of a verb. And it has the work of a verb. يعني it has a مفعول به that it makes منسوب and so on. So in this construction, إليكم means take. And أمثلة is منسوب because it is its مفعول به. So it has the meaning of a verb and it has the effect, the عمل of a verb. Another example, the radio and TV announcers say إليكم نشرة الأخبار, which literally means take the news bulletin. The pronoun, take the news bulletin. Here we want to say إليكم means خذوا نشرة الأخبار, the news bulletin. We see the نشرة as منسوب. It's the مفعول به of إليكم because إليكم is what? Acting like a verb, having the meaning of a verb and acting just like a verb. That's why it's called a verb noun. The pronoun changes according to the person addressed. For example, إليك هذا الكتاب. And if you're talking to an individual male, then you say إليك هذا الكتاب. Take this book. يا إبراهيم. إليك الملائقة, الملائقة يا أختي. Take the spoons, O my sister. Here الملائقة يعني is the مفعول به منسوب, therefore it's taking فتة, the object of إليك. And the key here is because what? You're talking to an individual female. إليكن هذه الدفاترة يا أخوات. إليكن, here the second person feminine plural is being used because you're talking directly to a group of females. يا أخوات. إليكن هذه الدفاترة. Take these notebooks, O sisters. In this particular sentence, hadhihi is the maf'ulun bi, but it's a ism ishara, so it's mabniyun, fixed, and the dafatir is the bedal for it, so it has the same ruling, it became mansub with fatha. Okay, this is the end of the English explanation of ilaykum. We're going to go to the Arabic now. Going to the Arabic on page 25. Going to the Arabic on page 25. Exercise number 9. Exercise number 9. إليكم أمثلة أخرى. هنا إليكم is اسم فعل. In this sentence, إليكم is an اسم فعل, a verb noun. وإسم الفعل كلمة تدل على ما يدل عليه الفعل غير أنها لا تقبل علامته. يعني إليكم أمثلة أخرى. هنا إليكم is اسم فعل, it's a verb noun, and the اسم فعل واسم الفعل is a word, a كلمة تدل, which points to or denotes على ما يدل عليه الفعل, the same thing that the verb points to or denotes. It has the same meaning, and it's a word that has or points to the same thing that the verb points to. غير أنها لا تقبل علامته, except that it doesn't take, it doesn't accept the signs of the فعل. يعني the signs of the فعل is that, for example, it has تاء التأنيث, a ساكنة, like in كتب كتبت. That تاء with سكون in كتبت is the sign, علامته تأنيث, the sign that the verb is feminine, distinguishing it from كتب. So this word, it doesn't take the signs like قد or سوف, that verbs, يعني they can be used with a verb, it can't be used with this word. Okay, so it has the same meanings and effect, but it doesn't have the signs of the verb. وَإِلَيْكَ مَعَنَاهُ. This word إِلَيْكَ, its meaning is خُذ. The meaning of إِلَيْكَ is خُذ. إِلَيْكَ, singular, خُذ. تَقُولُ إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, take this book. يَا أُخْتِي إِلَيْكِ الْمَلَائِقِ. Oh, my sister, إِلَيْكِ, take the spoons. Third one, يَقُولُ الْمُذِيعُ, يعني the broadcaster says, إِلَيْكُمْ, يعني talking to a group of people, نَشْرَةَ الْأَخْبَارِ. Then finally it just says, وَكَذَلِكَ, this is not mentioned in the English key, so this is a benefit here in the Arabic, that's not in the English. It says, كَذَلِكَ آمِين, likewise, the word آمِين is a ismu fi'l, it's a verb noun, بِمَانَ إِسْتَجِبْ, and its meaning is answer, respond. Yani when a person makes dua and they say Ameen, they're saying, oh Allah, please respond. Okay, this is the brief explanation of Ilaykum. The next word that we're actually going to deal with is very brief, both in Arabic and English explanations. Neither one of them have any lengthy discussion, so we're not going to take much time with it, but we're going to just cover it because it came here, right? In the English key, page 16, top of the page, it says point number 4, the word Ashya'u means things, the plural of shay. It is a diptote, yani a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf, because it is originally ash-yi-a-u. Ashya is originally ash-yi-a-u, on the pattern, the same pattern as the words as-diqa'u, or anbiya'u, or aghniya'u. Its pattern is af'ila'u, af'ila. So this pattern, af'ila, as we learned in book 1, when we dealt with broken plurals, we said that there are certain broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. One of them is af'ila. So ashya is originally ashyi'a, which is a broken plural pattern, yani af'ila, which is mamnu' min as-sarf, like agniya, anbiya, and asdiqa. In Arabic, it merely says, on page 25 of the Arabic text, exercise number 10, it says, Ashya'u is mamnu'un min as-sarfi. Yani it's a diptote, mamnu'un min as-sarf. Li'anna aslahu, and that is because its origin, the origin of Ashya is Ashya'u, ala wazn af'ila, like agniya and asdiqa. And that's pretty much the same thing that we read in English. Point number five, going back to the English key. Point number five, page 16. The maadi is also used to express a wish, or like dua, yani you asking for something. The past tense may be used to express something that you wish for, that you are asking for, as in a dua when you say rahimahullah. Yani it's a past tense verb, but the meaning is present tense. May Allah have mercy upon him. Yani this is what you wish for, this is what you hope for, this is what you are supplicating for. It's a past tense verb, but it has present tense meaning. O Allah, yani have mercy upon him. Same thing, ghafara Allah lahu, may Allah forgive him. Yani ghafara is a past tense, the literal meaning is Allah has forgiven him. But actually, that's not what is intended. What is intended is, may Allah forgive him. Same thing, shafahullah, yani literally Allah has healed him, but what we are saying is here, may Allah grant him health. So the madi in this sense, yani, is negated by the particle la. Yani it's a madi verb, but when it's used for this meaning of a present tense meaning, yani like a dua, then the negation of it is not with ma, because the intended meaning here is not past tense. The intended meaning is present tense, so it's negated by la. For example, la araka Allah makruhan. May Allah not show you anything makruhan, yani unpleasant. So the negation of it, yani of the use of the past tense verb for a meaning a supplication, the negation of it is with la and nafiyah. Other example they gave, la faddallahu faka. May Allah not smash your mouth. In the footnote it says, that is, may Allah preserve your speech organ. It is said, yani this type of any expression is used in appreciation of a beautiful statement that somebody has made. It signifies how beautiful you have said it. Okay, this is the end of what is mentioned in the English key for the past tense verb being used to express present tense meaning, like as in a supplication. If we go to the Arabic text, page 26, top of the page, exercise number 11. Arabic text, page 26, exercise number 11. Shafahullah. Yani literally, Allah has healed him. What is intended? May Allah heal him. May Allah grant him health, good health. Hadha du'a'un. This is actually not a statement of something that happened in the past. Allah has healed him. Rather, it is a du'a, a supplication asking Allah to heal him. وَالْفِعْلُ الْمَاضِي. So the past tense verb هُنَا مُسْتَقْبَلٌ فِي الْمَعْنَى. And it has the meaning of future tense. It has the meaning of future tense. نعم. And then in the footnote it says, what? يُنْفَى الْفِعْلُ الْمَاضِي الَّذِي يُفِيدُ الدُّعَى بِلَا نَحْوَ لَا فَضَّ اللَّهُ فَاكَ. And here this footnote, here is in reference to what we already read in the English text, that is the negation of the past tense verb. الَّذِي يُفِيدُ الدُّعَى, which its meaning is a dua, not a statement of what happened in the past. That type of past tense verb, يُنْفَى, it is negated بِلَا, yani with la nafi instead of ma. For example, la faddallah faka, may Allah not smash your speech organs, your mouth. Okay, so that's all that's mentioned here in reference to that. What is important here is that there are yani there is the use of the past tense verb in with the meaning of present tense, yani to supplicate. And we should just note that, even though it's past tense, linguistically, yani what is intended by it is mustaqbal, future tense, because it's intended to be a du'a. Okay, now we go back to the English key again. English key, point number six. Point number six. Point number six is a lengthy explanation in English, and not as lengthy an explanation in Arabic. So here there are some examples, a lot of examples that are given here in the English key, and this is one of the reasons why sometimes it is really beneficial to read the explanation in the English key as well as in the Arabic text, because in some cases they just overlap, they're saying basically the same thing, and sometimes there is information that's given in one that's not given in the other, and this is an example of that for point number six from the English key, Page 16. English key, page 16. Lesson 2. Okay, so it says here, Hal min su'alin. Any question? Do you have any question? The full construction of this sentence is like this. Hal min su'alin indaka. Yani with you. Is there any question with you? Do you have any question? Here, su'alin is mubtada. And indaka is khabar. And min in this construction is called min az-za'idatu. The extra min. And is used to emphasize the meaning of the sentence. Yani it emphasizes the meaning of this. If a person says, hal min su'alin? Yani means, do you have any question at all? Not just do you have a question, but do you have any question at all? So min is used for emphasis here. There are two conditions for using the extra min here in this sentence. The first of them is the sentence should contain negation, something being negated, or prohibition, something being prohibited, or interrogation, a question being asked. And the interrogation should only be with the particle hell. And it either have to have negation, prohibition, or a question, but the question is, it can only be with hell. The second condition is the noun following the extra min should be indefinite. The noun that follows the extra min, as in hell min su'al, su'alin. It should be, the word after min should be indefinite, yani nakira. Okay, those are the two conditions. After that, they're giving us three examples. An example of negation, an example of prohibition, and an example of interrogation. So the first condition for the use of this extra min is that it has to have one of these three things, negation, prohibition, or interrogation with hell. The second condition is that the noun following min has to be nakira. So let's look at each of these examples and make sure that the noun after min is nakira, and make sure that there's the use of one of these three things, either negation or prohibition or interrogation with hell. Okay, so the first type of example it gave us is when it has the use of negation. Ma ghaba min ahadin. No one is absent, or no one was absent. Ma ghaba min ahadin. No one was absent. So here we have negation, ma ghaba. And we have the noun after min being indefinite. So this ma ghaba min ahadin, when we use the min, it emphasizes the meaning, means absolutely no one was absent. Next example for negation, ma ra'aytu min ahadin. I did not see anyone. And here, ma ra'aytu min ahadin is meaning I didn't see anyone at all. It's emphasizing the meaning of what is stated in this sentence. So these are two examples of negation, ma ghaba, ma ra'aytu. And in each case, the word following min is nakira, indefinite. The second thing that could be from the first condition is that it has the negation, prohibition, or interrogation with hell, is prohibition. They give us two examples for prohibition. La yakhruj min ahadin. None should go out. No one, absolutely no one should go out. Here we have prohibition. La yakhruj. The second example, la taktub min shay'in. Don't write anything, not even one word. La taktub min shay'in. Here we have prohibition, la taqtub, la and nahiya, nahiya, yani prohibition. And we also have the word following min being nakira, indefinite. The third possibility for the first condition that it has to use either negation, prohibition, or interrogation with hell, an example of that is hal min su'alin. Is there absolutely any question? Here we have interrogation, a question, with the use of hell, and the word following min is nakira. Second example, hal min jadidin. Is there absolutely anything new? Is there anything new happening here? And again, we have interrogation with hal, and we have the word following min being nakira. In the Quran, 50th surah, 30th ayat, surah Qaf, we have, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يوم نقول لجهنم هل هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. يعني here we have min mazid. Here we have the use of the extra min We have interrogation, hal min mazid, yani interrogation with hal, and the word following min is nakira, on the day when we will say to the hal, are you full? And is there any room left for more people to be punished? It will say, have you any more? Do you have any more at all? Bring them. Now, this explanation of the extra min continues on page 17, top of the page. It says, note that the noun following the extra min is majrur. Because of this min, yani the noun following the extra min became majrur. Even though in the original sentence, if there was no min there, it wouldn't be majrur. But because of min is a preposition, it makes the word following it majrur. The object of the preposition becomes majrur. So it says, note that the noun following the extra min is majrur because of this min, and loses its original ending. If there wasn't that min there, it would have a different ending. It wouldn't have been majrur. For example, ma ra'aytu ahadan. Yani the sentence that we saw just now, ma ra'aytu min ahadan. If that min was taken out, ma ra'aytu ahadan, the word ahadan is mansub because it is the maf'ulun bi. Ma ra'aytu ahadan. But after the introduction of the extra min, it loses its nasb ending, mansub, and takes on the jar ending, majrur, even though its function in the sentence as the maf'ulun bi remains what it was before. It remains the maf'ulun bi, but it changes its ending from being mansub to being majrur. In the same way, ma hadara ahadun, in the sentence that we just saw, ma hadara min ahadin, the word ahadun is marfu'un because it is the fa'il. Ma hadara ahadun. After the introduction of the extra min, ahadun becomes majrur, ahadin, though it remains fa'il in the sentence. So the function of the word remains the same, but because of the extra min, that word may change from being mansub to majrur, or from being marfu'un to majrur, because now it's the object of the preposition min, so it became majrur, but its function remains the same. So this part of the explanation is really very, very good and extremely beneficial to keep in mind, that the extra min changes the word after it from whatever its yani i'rab would have been in the normal sentence. It changes its ending from its original ending to being majrur because of min, although its function still remains the same as the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi and so on. Okay, let's look at the Arabic for this point of the extra min. It's on page 26 of the Arabic text, exercise number 12. Says hal at near the top of the page, hal min su'alin. Aslu hadhihi al-jumla, yani the origin of this sentence is originally hal min su'alin 'indaka. Is there any question with you? هذه من الزائدة. This min is called من الزائدة. ومن شروط دخولها, and from the conditions for it being introduced to a sentence are two. Number one, أن يسبقها نفي أو نهي أو استفهام بهل. And the first condition is that it must be the min, the extra min, must be preceded with either one of these three things. نفي, negation, or نهي, prohibition, or istifham, a question with hal. The second condition, أن يكون مجرورها نكرة, yani that the majrur, the ism majrur, after min, after the preposition min, the ism, the noun that follows it, must be نكرة, indefinite. And then there are some exercises with it. We just want to read here the explanation. The next point after من الزائدة, in the English key, back to page 17 of the English key, point number 7, lada. This is a dharf, an adverb, and has the same meaning as inda, to be with, to be in the presence, right? For example, ماذا لديك? What is there with you? What do you have? Note that the alif of lada, the alif maksura, changes to ya when its mudhaf ilayhi is a pronoun. Remember, a dharf, the word following it is going to be mudhaf ilayhi. So if the mudhaf ilayhi for lada is a pronoun, like hu or ha or ka or ki, then the yani alif maksura in lada becomes ya. So you say lada al-bab, it remains alif laksura, maksura, but you say ladayka, yeah, it becomes ya if it's connected to a pronoun. So what we summarize from here is that lada is a dharf, it has the same meaning as inda, and the alif maksura on the end of it changes to ya when it's connected to a pronoun, otherwise it remains as alif maksura. Now we go to the Arabic discussion concerning lada. It's in the Arabic text, page 26. Arabic text, page 26. Exercise number 13. Ladayya su'alun. This is lada plus the first person, singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam. Ladayya. Lada plus ya al-mutakallam. Ladayya su'alun, meaning lada ana, in with me there's a question, or I have a question. Lada is dharfu makan. Okay, here's a note that's not mentioned in the English key. Lada is dharf makan. It just mentioned that it was a dharf, but actually it's dharf makan. Remember that the maf'ul and fi is of two types, is dharf al makan and dharf al zaman. So lada has the same meaning of inda. It's from the second type of dharf المكان. Its meaning is عند. وتقلب ألفها ياء مع الضمير. It is transformed. Its ألف is تقلب. It's turned over to a ياء when it is used with a ضمير pronoun. كما تقلب ألف إلى وعلى. فتقول لديه لديك لدي. Here we should also note that in the Arabic explanation, it gives us other examples that are similar. Just like the alif maksura in ila becomes ya, ilayka. And ala, the alif maksura in ala becomes ya in alayka, or alaykum, assalamu alaykum. So the same way the alif maksura in ila and ala become ya when it's connected to pronouns, the same thing with lada, when it's connected to a pronoun, the alif maksura becomes ya. And then they give us some examples. I don't think it's necessary to read those examples because this issue is kind of relatively simple. It's a dharf makan. Its meaning is inda. Its alif maksura becomes ya when it's connected to a pronoun. The next point that's mentioned in the English key, which there's really no discussion concerning it, but it's just a sentence that I guess came in the lesson. And just for clarification, it's mentioned here. That is point number 8. Point number 8, دخلتُ على المديري. دخلتُ على المديري means I went to the headmaster or the principal in his office. I went to the headmaster or principal in his office. Here the note is what that we want to pay attention to is in his office. دخلتُ على, this type of expression means that you went to someone in the place that Yani they're known to be in. Yani the headmaster is known to be in. Yani the principal should be in the principal's office. Okay, so دخلت على المدير. Yani it means I went to the مدير. Yani in his office. Okay, there's no more explanation given with this. But in the Arabic, it probably gives us a little bit more clarification. If we go to the Arabic text, page 27, the last page of this lesson, exercise number 18. It says دخلت على المدير أي دخلت مكتب المدير وهو فيه. So this is really, the Arabic here is a better explanation. In this particular case, the Arabic is a better explanation than the English. دخلت على المدير, I entered upon the مدير, means أي دخلت مكتب المدير, means I entered the office of the مدير وهو فيه, while he is in it. دخلت على المدير means دخلت على المدير in his office while he is in it. دخلت مكتب المدير وهو فيه. So this is similar, يعني to, for example, if you said دخلت على الطبيب. So the meaning that could be understood from this is I entered upon the office of the طبيب, يعني in the hospital while he was in it. دخلت مكتب الطبيب وهو فيه. Or, for example, you might say, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى الْإِمَامِ, يعني دَخَلْتُ مَكْتَبَ الْإِمَامِ. I entered the office of the Imam, yani fil masjid, in the masjid, wa huwa fihi, while he was in it. Or I entered, yani the masjid. I entered upon the Imam, while he was in the masjid. And so on, like this. Okay, so the meaning here, dakhaltu ala al-mudir, means I entered upon the mudir in his office while he is in it. Okay, let's go to the next point, and this is the last point of the English key here. And the explanation in Arabic as well as the explanation in English is a little bit detailed. Perhaps the English explanation may give a little bit more examples. Here the English explanation may be a little bit more beneficial in some ways because it gives a little bit more, it gives some more examples than the Arabic gives. Okay, so let's look at it. Point number 9. This is lesson 2, review of lesson 2, English key, point number 9, related to the plural of the word ma'ana. Ma'ana, meaning. Ma'ana hadha. What is the meaning of this? Yani the word ma'ana, its plural is ma'anin. And with the definite article, the ya comes back and it becomes al-ma'ani. Yani ma'anin, without alif lam, becomes al-ma'ani. Yani, without the alif lam, we see that the ya of this word is gone. And it's replaced by kasratain. Here are some more nouns which form their plural on this pattern. Yani, the full discussion of this, we're going to look at some of it in the English and more of it in the Arabic. But there are more examples given in the English text, in the English explanation, English key. So we're looking at the English key, page 17, point number 9. More examples of plurals that are on the pattern of yani mafa'il. If they have alif lam, the ya is in place. And if they don't have alif lam, the ya is deleted. And it's replaced by tanween kasra, yani two kasras, kasratain. Here are some more nouns which form their plural on this pattern. The important thing is that the pattern is mafa'il. And mafa'il is one of the broken plural patterns that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, the other thing that's important in this discussion is to know that these plural patterns here are for a word that is considered to be yani ism manqus. Yani ism manqus is a noun that has a ya that's an essential part of the word. It's a ya that is an essential part of the word. And it's preceded by kasra. A ya, that's the end of the word, and it's preceded on the next to the last letter with kasra. But it can sometimes lose that ya, especially if it doesn't have any alif lam. Okay, so there are some rules concerning this that we've discussed previously. We're going to look at it as we go through discussion. What is important here is to note, we have the pattern mafa'il, which is mamnu' min as-sarf, and we have the ism manqus, which is a word that ends with a ya, that's essential to the word, and it's preceded by a kasra. So we'll see some examples, al-jawari, al-layali, al-nawadi. We saw the ism manqus before in words like al-muhami, al-wadi, yani al-jani, and so on. It's a word that ends with a ya, that's an essential part of the word. It has to be preceded by kasra, but sometimes it can lose its ya, especially if it doesn't have alif lam, in which case, when it's marfu'un and majrur, we're going to see it taking kasra. Even when it's marfu'un, it's going to take kasratain. Even when it's majrur, it's going to take kasratain, and that's because its i'rab is a takdiri i'rab, and we have discussed it a little bit in the review of lesson 1, which deals with yani words that have takdiri i'rab, like the manqus, ism manqus, or the ism maksur, or the mudaf ilayya al-mutakallam. We said that these words have takdiri i'rab for the most part, mostly. Okay, let's go back and read again from the beginning, after keeping in mind two things, that we have the pattern mafa'il, mamnu' min as-sarf, and we also have the rules related to the ism manqus. The ism manqus, which may lose its ya, and therefore the i'rab is going to be takdiri. So the plural of ma'ana, meaning, is ma'anin. And with the definite article, the ya comes back, al-ma'ani, on the pattern of mafa'il. Here are some more nouns which form their plural in this pattern. In the singular, jariyatun, a girl, a young girl. Its plural, jawarin. The plural of jariya, jawarin. If it has alif lam, the ya comes back. Al jawari. The second one is laylatun. That's the singular, it means night. Its plural is layalin. Same pattern as ma'anin, layalin, jawarin. If it has alif lam, yala layalin becomes al-layali. Yani the ya comes back. Yani al-layali al-mafail. The third one is nadin, means a club, like a sports club. Its plural is nawadin. If it has alif lam, the ya comes back and it becomes an-nawadi on the pattern of mafail. Mamnu min as-sarf. These nouns are declined like the manqus. See lesson 1. For example, declined like manqus means what? That when they are marfu'un and majrurun, if they have lost the ya because they don't have alif lam, for example, or they're not mudaf, then in that case, yani the i'rab is going to be yani takdiri. It's going to be, if it's marfu'un, dhamma muqaddara ala ya al-mahdufa. And it's going to be dhamma muqaddara on the ya that has been deleted because it doesn't have alif lam, or because it's not mudaf and it's not mansub. Or if it's majroor, it's going to be yani kasra muqaddara ala ya al-mahdufa, on the ya that's deleted. Yani when it loses its ya, the i'rab is going to be taqdiri, muqaddara, dhamma muqaddara, kasra muqaddara on the ya that is mahdufa, that's deleted. Okay, it's going to be taqdiri i'rab. But when it's mansoob, or when it has yani alif lam, then we're going to see the ya. When it's mansoob, we're going to see the ya. When it has alif lam, we're going to see the ya. When it's mansoob, it doesn't have taqdiri i'rab. Yani, but when it's not mansoob, it has taqdiri i'rab. Even if it has ya, or if the ya is deleted, it's still going to be taqdiri i'rab. Okay, let's look at the first one. Example, marfu'un. Example of it being marfu'un. Lilwawi ma'anin kathiratun. Waw has many meanings. Note that the word ma'anin here in this particular sentence, yani, it has kasratain. But if you examine the sentence carefully, lilwawi, yani this is jaw al-majroor. It's not going to be the mubtada. Jaw al-majroor is going to be the khabar. And kathiratun is a not for ma'anin. So ma'anin would be what then? Ma'anin would be the mubtada. And the mubtada is always marfu'un. But here we don't see dhamma. Why? Because ma'anin, it doesn't have alif lam. And it's not a mudaf. And it's not mansub. Therefore, we see that it loses its ya. So the i'rab of ma'anin as the mubtada is mubtada marfu'un. وَلَامْتُ رَفِهِ The sign of the marfu'un is ضَمَّ مُقَدَّرَ ضَمَّ مُقَدَّرَ عَلَى الْيَا الْمَحْذُوفَ On the ya which is omitted. The dhamma that's understood to be on the ya that has been deleted. Second example, mansub. أَعْرِفُ لِلْوَاوِ مَعَانِيَ كَثِيرَةً I know many meanings for wow. مَعَانِيَ Here we said that the manqus word, when it's mansub, the ya is retained and the sign of its i'rab is not takdiri. It's zahira. Yani? So in this sentence, arifu lilwawi, lilwawi is jawa majroor. Ma'aniya is the mafulun bi and kathira is the not. So ma'aniya is mafulun bi mansub, the sign of being mansub is fatha. Sign of being mansub is fatha. Arifu, many. Yani, I know many meanings for wow. Yani, lilwawi, I know for lilwawi, ma'aniya kathiratan, many meanings. The third example is the example of it being majroor. Ta'ati alwawu li ma'anin kathiratan. Yani, wow is used in many meanings. Ta'ati alwawu, the wow comes to be used li ma'anin kathiratan, for many meanings. In this sentence, ma'anin is the object of the preposition li. And therefore it is majroor. But the sign of it being majroor is fatha يعني the sign of Yemashua is فتة مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. يعني the reason why I say فتة مقدرة because the word معاني is ممنوع من الصرف. يعني معان يعني المعاني is ممنوع is on the pattern of مفعل, so it's ممنوع من الصرف. And words that are ممنوع من الصرف when they are مجرور instead of taking كسرة they take فتحة. So we say here then the i'rab of li ma'ani as being mamnu min as-sarf and it's object of the preposition so it's majrur, we say the sign of it being majrur instead of it being kasra is fatha. Fatha muqaddara, understood, ala ya al-mahdhufa, on the ya that has been deleted. So the fatha is taking the place of kasra here, and that's because this word ma'ani is mamnu min as-sarf. Remember we said that there are two things we have to pay attention to here. So on the pattern of mafail, mamnu min as-sarf, and also that it's ism manqus. Ism manqus loses its ya in certain cases, especially when it doesn't have alif lam. So it doesn't have the ya here, the ya is mahdufa, and the sign of its i'rab is going to be muqaddara on the ya mahdufa, and in this case it's going to be fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu min as-sarf. I hope it's clear. Then they give us more examples, and these examples are really beneficial because we get the chance to look at the i'rab and really understand the point here. We get to understand the point here. Here's an example with alif lam. Okay, and this changes the situation a little bit because it when these type of words, the manqus word, when it has alif lam, the ya, the essential ya at the end that's preceded by kasra, comes back. So you see the ya. So now it's gonna, Danny, even if the i'rab is takdiri, it's gonna not be on a ya mahdufa, the ya that's deleted, but it's gonna be a ya that's present, that's there, that's thabita. Alright, so we're gonna see the ya here, and we're also gonna see, yani when it's mansub, we're gonna see the i'rab. Yani the sign of the i'rab is gonna be fatta, but when it's not mansub, when it's marfu'un and majrurun, it's going to still, even though the ya is there, it's going to be takdiri i'rab, but on the ya that is present. Okay, let's look here examples of this word, ma'ani, on the pattern of mafail, mamnu min as-sarf, as a ism manqus. So when it's marfu'un and majrur, it has takdiri i'rab. When it's mansub, it has zahir, yani i'rab that's zahir, clear, that's apparent, that you see. So the first example, when it's marfoon, al-ma'ani kathiratun, the meanings are many. Al-ma'ani kathiratun, the meanings are many. Here, al-ma'ani is a mubtada, and kathiratun is the khabar. So we say al-ma'ani in its i'rab, it's marfoon. We see the ya because it has alif lam. But the i'rab is still going to be takdiri. So we say it's a mubtada, al-ma'ani is mubtada, it's marfoon. ولم ترفعه, the sign of it being marfoon is dhamma muqaddara ala al-ya thabita. The dhamma muqaddara, it's a dhamma that we don't see but we understood it on the ya that is present. When it's mansoob, we said that ism manqus, when it's mansoob, it doesn't have takdiri i'rab, it has yani a clear i'rab that we see. So akatabta al-ma'aniya, did you write the meanings? Al-ma'aniya. We see the i'rab here, zahira. So here, al-ma'aniya, akatabta al-ma'aniya. Al-ma'aniya is maf'ulun bi, mansub, wa lam tunasbihi, al-fatha, al-zahira. Yani the fatha that we actually see. And turn to page 18, the last example. Yani the ism manqus on the pattern of mafail, that's mamnu'a min as-sarf, when it is majrur, if it has alif lam. سألت المدرسة عن المعاني. I asked the teacher about the meanings. سألت المدرسة. سألت المدرسة is مفعول به. عن is the preposition. المعاني is the object of the preposition. مجرور. As far as the إعراب of معاني هنا, يعني because of that ألف لام, the ya is there. The ya that's essential to the اسم منقوس that's preceded by كسرة. As far as the i'rab though, a little bit different here, we're going to pay careful attention to the i'rab here. And that is, سألت المدرس. يعني سألت is the fi'l and the fa'l, المدرس is مفعول به. عن المعاني is جاء والمجرور. So المعاني is the ism مجرور because of عن. But علامة جره, the sign of being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة على الياء الثابتة. يعني it's kasra muqaddara. That's understood on the ya that is present. And the reason why here we're saying that the sign of jarrihi is kasra and not fatha, before we said the sign and the sign of it being majrur was fatha because it's mamnu min as-sarf. And where is it mamnu min as-sarf? When they are majrur, they take fatha instead of kasra. That is, unless they have alif lam. Because words that are mamnu min as-sarf, when they have alif lam, then they are no longer treated like mamnu min as-sarf. And if they are majrur, they take kasra. Okay, so this is a rule that we need to pay attention to. Words that are mamnu min as-sarf. Number one, they don't take tanween. And number two, when they are majrur, instead of kasra, they take fatha. However, that rule of it taking fatha instead of kasra when they are majrur, the words that are mamnu min as-sarf, is not applicable if that word that is mamnu min as-sarf has alif lam. So in this case, yani in the previous example, ma'ani didn't have alif lam. So in that case, it's mamnu min as-sarf. The sign of it being majrur is fatha instead of kasra. But in this case, it has alif lam. So it's not treated as the word that's mamnu min as-sarf. For that reason, yani the sign of being majrur is kasra. So we say al-ma'ani. Al-ma'ani is ism majrur because of an. وَعَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ The sign of it being majrur is كَسْرَ مُقَدَّرَ يعني it's understood عَلَى الْيَا ثَابِتَ on the ya that's present. And the reason why it's كَسْرَ is because لِأَنَّهُ مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ الْمَحَلْ بِأَلَفٍ وَلَامٍ يعني it's مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ but it has connected to it أَلَفْ لَام and therefore the sign of it being majrur is كَسْرَ. And the same rule, just as an extra note, it's not part of this lesson, but the same rule is applicable to words that are mamnu min as-sarf when they are a mudaf. When they are an idafa construction, as the first part of an idafa construction, so those words that are generally mamnu min as-sarf are no longer treated as mamnu min as-sarf. So if they are majrur, then the sign of them being majrur is not going to be fatha, it's going to be the regular kasra. And an example of this that we saw in another lesson somewhere, darastu fi madarisi المدينة درست في مدارس المدينة. Here مدارس is the object of the preposition في. مدارس is on the pattern of مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف, but because it's a مضاف مدارس المدينة, then it's no longer treated as ممنوع من الصرف, so it takes كسر when it's مجرور. Alright, so that is something that also we just want to make a note of, that the word that's ممنوع من الصرف, yani when it's majrur, it takes fatha instead of kasra, unless it has alif lam, or it is the first part of an idafa construction, a mudaf. In that case, it's not treated as mamnu min as-sarf. And we can see yani an example of this in the Quran, in 95th surah, 4th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم, لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. أحسن, yani is a not, a sifa, on the pattern of af'al, which is mamnu min as-sarf. However, because it's a mudaf, ahsani taqweemin, because it's mudaf, then it's not treated as, yani, as a mamnu min as-sarf. So when it's majrur fi ahsani, it takes kasra like a normal word. Even though, if it wasn't mudaf, and it didn't have alif lam, then, yani, if when it's majrur, instead of taking kasra, it would take fatha. Okay, I'm going to suffice with that, and we're going to close this with here, and just read the Arabic explanation as we're getting close to the end of our time. Arabic explanation of this last point, and then we'll close with that. Okay, so as far as the word ma'ana, and its plural ma'ani, and other words that are similar to that, ma'anin, jawarin, mawashi, dawa'in, nawadin, layalin, these words, we said that they are treated like the ism manqus mufrad, even though these are plural words. And we also have to pay attention to that they are on the pattern of mafail, which means that they are a broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf. So there are two things here, the ism manqus rulings and the mamnu min as-sarf rulings. And with mamnu min as-sarf, we also, as we just mentioned, words that are mamnu min as-sarf are not treated like mamnu min as-sarf if they have alif lam or if they are the first part of an idafa construction. Okay, the last point that we're looking at here, again, is in the Arabic text on page 27, exercise number 22. We're dealing with the word ma'ana, or its plural ma'anin or al-ma'ani, on the pattern of mafail. Yujma'u ma'ana ala ma'an. Yani the word ma'ana, yujma'u, it's made plural with the word ma'anin. Haka amthilatan ukhra limithli hadha al-jam. Take, yani haka means ilayka. Take more examples. Amthilatan ukhra limithli hadha al-jam. For the like of this plural. Plurals that are just like, yani the plural of ma'ana, ma'anin. So they gave us jariya, a girl. It's plural jawarin. If it had alif lam, al-jawari. Mashia, livestock or cattle. It's plural mawashin. If it had alif lam, al-mawashi. Da'iyatun, one who calls or invites or supplicates. Da'iyatun, it's plural dawa'in. If it had alif lam, al-dawa'i. Nadin, a club, like a sports club or association. Nadin, it's plural, nawadin. If it had alif lam, an-nawadi. And layla, which means a night, it's plural, layalin. If it had alif lam, al-layali. So all of these words, if they had alif lam, al-ma'ani, al-jawari, al-mawashi, al-dawa'i, al-nawadi, al-layali, all of them, we see when they have alif lam, the ya at the end, that shows us it's a manqus preceded by kasra. However, that alif, or that ya, I mean, sometimes is deleted, especially if it doesn't have alif lam or it's not a mudhaf. So the first thing that we want to make note of here is that these are examples of similar plurals that are treated like the manqus mufrad, even though these are plurals, which means that when they are majroor and when they are marfu'un, they lose, and if they don't have alif lam, they lose their ya, and they also have taqdiri i'rab. When they are mansub, they have a clear i'rab, yani the sign of being mansub is fatha. But when they are majroor and when they are yani marfu'un, they have taqdiri i'rab. So it's going to be either dhamma muqaddara or kasra muqaddara on the ya that's mahdufa or the ya that's present. But it's going to be muqaddara i'rab when they are marfu'un and majroor, not so when they are mansub. Then it goes on to say, after giving these examples, hadhihi al-asma' ala wazn mafa'il. These nouns are all on the pattern of mafa'il, yani which is a plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Ghayra annaha tunawwanu. Ghayra, they're on the plural of mafa'il, which is mamnu' min as-sarf. Words that are mamnu' min as-sarf don't normally take tanween. And this is a point that's not mentioned in the English explanation, that's mentioned here, that they're on the pattern of mafa'il. Ghayra, ghayru annaha tunawwanu fi al-rafi wa al-jar. Except that they take tanween when they are marfu'un and when they are majroorun. They take tanween. And that's because yani the alif has been, the ya has been deleted, so in its place you have kasratain. So even though they're on the pattern of mafa'il, yani which means that it's a mamnu' min as-sarf pattern, when they are marfu'un, when they are majroor, they take tanween. But kasratain, because the ya has been omitted, and the i'rab is going to be takdiri, yani dhamma muqaddara or kasra muqaddara. Wa tujarru bil fatha al muqaddara. And also, when they are majroor, the sign of them being raw is fatha muqaddara, and instead of kasra. And this is also not mentioned in the English. I mentioned it, but it's not mentioned in the English explanation. So, yani this is yani another reason why sometimes we have to look at both explanations. Something might be mentioned in one that's not mentioned in the other. So let's just read this one more time. Hadhihi al-asma' ala wazn mafa'il. These nouns are on the pattern of mafa'il, mamnu' min as-sarf. غير أنها تنوّن, except that they do take tanween. And ممنوع من الصرف, nouns don't normally take tanween, but they take tanween when they are في الرفع والجر, when they are مرفوعٌ and مجرور. وتجرّ بالفتح مقدرة, and when they are مجرور, يعني the sign of them being مجرور is فتح مقدرة instead of كسرة. The exception to that is that يعني the ممنوع من الصرف, if it has ألف لام, it's not treated as ممنوع من الصرف anymore. And therefore, when it's majroor, instead of taking fatha, it's going to take the regular kasra. And then they give us three examples. And in the English, the benefit was that, in the English they gave us, six examples, three without Aleph Lam and three with Aleph Lam. Here in this in these examples, they only gave us examples without Aleph Lam, without Aleph Lam. In the English, they gave us with Aleph Lam, which, and he made us, and he to see the point of what? That the Mamnu Min As-Sarf word, if it has Aleph Lam, it's not treated as Mamnu Min As-Sarf, and therefore when it's Majroor, instead of, as it says here, Tujurru Bil Fatha Muqadra, instead of the sign of being Majroor being Fatha Muqadra, Yani, it will actually be the Kasra Muqadra, because even though it's Mamnu Min As-Sarf, Yani, it doesn't, it's not treated as that if it has Aleph Lam. Okay, let's just close out here. Because we actually at the end of our time, 2 minutes remaining, with these three examples, lilwawi, ma'anin kathiratun. We saw this in English before, and the point here is that ma'anin here is the mubtada, therefore it's marfoon, and the sign of it being marfoon is dhamma muqaddara on the ya, that's mahdufa. The second one, ta'ati, alwawu li ma'anin kathiratun. The waw comes with many meanings. Here, ma'anin is the object of the preposition li, it's majroor. The sign of it being majroor is yani fatha muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa, and that is because yani it's mamnu' min as-sarf and it doesn't have alif lam, so it's treated as mamnu' min as-sarf. When it's majroor, it takes fatha instead of kasra, so it's fatha muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa. And the third one, a'rifu lilwawi ma'aniya kathiratan, and here ma'ani is the maf'ulun bi mansub, and the sign of mansub is fatta zahira. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover in the review of lesson 2. And inshallah, next week we'll be doing lesson 3, and perhaps, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and it will do follow the same format of looking at both the Arabic and the English, so that we'll get the benefits that each of them have, where they don't overlap. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm, and He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.